You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24c. For over a dozen years, I stopped writing this book. I wanted to write with integrity, but I couldn't get past some of the terrible or terrifying things Jesus said. Above all, the one verse I couldn't get over was this: no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. So what is Jesus' hang-up with money, and why can't I love them both? I'll tell you straight up, I love God. Not because I'm so good, but because He is. God loved me first and loves me best. I've known that God loves me most of my life. But the true depth of God's love is something that grows on you, sometimes slowly and sometimes in great bursts. The starkest of these moments came to me as a young graduate student, after Alyssa had given birth to our first son, Joshua. Naturally, we loved him deeply. When he was 22 months old, we took him and the grandparents to a WSU football game, and afterwards back to the student lounge to have dinner and hang out. As we ate pizza, Joshua chased a ping-pong ball around the table in a way that gives toddlers that label. In a speedy romp, just as he was about to corral the ball, Joshua gleefully ran full on into the corner of the ping-pong table, striking his head exactly at the height of his right eye, and that quickly, he was knocked flat. I dropped my pizza and ran to pick him up, expecting an imminent scream, but instead Joshua just lay in my arms. His eyes were wide open, but rolled so far back that all I could see was the whites of them. Everyone was frantic. Time slowed down. Someone called 911. As the seconds relentlessly turned to minutes, Josh faded to that sickly shade of blue that tells you life is draining away. And as I held him, I cried out to God, "Please, don't take my son. I'd miss him so much." Then, in an instant, as quickly as it started, it ended. Josh began to sob. His eyes returned home and his color came back. We heaved a sigh of relief as the paramedics rushed in and carried us away to the emergency room. That night, we woke Josh at regular intervals to check for a concussion by flashing a light into his pupils to make sure they were dilating properly. And in one of those moments, as I was holding him in my arms and rocking him back to sleep, praising God for returning him to me, I was struck by the depth of God's love for me. Earlier that day, I would have given anything to have my son back, but it was outside my power to act. Yet God, who had the power to save his son, didn't. He gave him up to save me. God's love is amazing, so nothing is going to shake my conviction to love him, heart, soul, mind, and strength. See Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Where Jesus got me was the part about hating the other master, money. Why can't I love them both? The truth of Jesus' teaching here is key to understanding his perspective on wealth. But instead, we try to explain away the power of Jesus' words. Because Jesus wasn't just talking in hyperbole, saying that you should love God so much more than money that it's as if you hated money itself. And he wasn't saying that it is wrong to be rich, or even that money itself is bad. He meant so much more than that. Glory theft. To understand what Jesus was saying about God and money, you have to look back at the history of God's chosen people. Back to the time of the prophet Jeremiah, 655 to 586 BC, who for 40 years, during the reigns of five kings, forewarned the tribe of Judah that God was going to bring down...